So, Julia, today we've got a guest in,
yeah,
which is very exciting. We've got the formidable Jesse Nixon.
Yes, one of our favourites.
A favourite comic, a favourite friend,
yeah,
I'd say.
She's up there for sure.
Yeah, and this is part of our ever-developing business project idea of helping young inventors develop businesses.
Yeah, it's sort of a side hustle within the side hustle.
The podcast is a side hustle.
And the business development is a side hustle.
Yeah. Yeah, which we're looking forward to. So I'm excited to see what she brings in. She's a crazy character. So who knows what mad ideas she's going to bring.
She's also a clever cookie, so I think she's going to have some smarter than us.
She's certainly smart. Well, we got the boffin, so we don't need to be smart. We're just the money men.
Exactly.
And by the money men, I go, we have the money. We receive.
We get it once it's making money.
We receive the money. I cannot stress enough that when people come into the Groomers, we are not investing with money.
No.
It's exposure.
Let's take
your idea and make ourselves a business.
Yeah, and tell the people at home all about it.
Mm, great. Well, I, for one, I'm very much looking forward to this. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a chat with Jesse Nixon.
Wow.
Did you like that?
That was so professional.
Pretty professional.
That was did you practice that?
No, that was just off the top of my head.
Wow.
Pretty good, eh?
Really good.
Not my first rodeo. Into my microphone, and I've got squiggly lines. Julia, can you talk into yours?
Hi, hello.
That's great. And Jesse, can you talk into yours?
Testing 1, 2. Mine has dog hair on it.
Oh yeah, will have that. Dog hair.
I like that though.
You will have dog hair on the mic.
Who's that top one?
So I don't know. I just before you guys came in, I watched a YouTube video called "How to Record a Podcast."
What episode is this, 10?
Oh, we've done loads, loads and loads. But we do have a new machine, so we can record with 3 people. Jesse, who's with us, just asked if we filmed this podcast.
Yeah.
And we were saying we are going to.
One day.
We did it once.
Yeah, we did.
Do you know what I hate is to see my side profile.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah.
How dare I have to see that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You ever get someone to send you a picture after a gig? And sometimes, especially if you have a good one, you can create a tiny little image in my mind. Mm-hmm. You go, man, that was pretty good last night. I bet I look pretty cool up there.
They maybe fancied me.
Yeah, maybe. I bet I look pretty cool up there. And then you get a picture from the show and it's someone who's like in the side seat and this gets you in profile.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
Why do I look like Shrek? I have the physique of Shrek.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh man, why am I going up there?
Why should I put them through that?
I shouldn't leave the house if I look like that.
No wonder they're laughing.
Yeah, just awful. So we don't film it, but we are going to.
But we will, and the internet is going to get flooded with our faces
one day. More clips for Instagram.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it needs it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw a guy driving his car earlier, and he was watching reels, but the phone was mounted on the dash, and he was just having a little flick, and he was skipping them as well. He wasn't just letting one play.
Wow.
He was just driving along and just having a little swipe.
He needs to do auto scroll.
Oh, is that
what's
a thing?
That?
Oh,
baby, yeah, auto scroll. You can put it on auto scroll, so you don't even need to touch the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
How does it know that I hate it?
Yeah,
it's a sandwich eating viewer.
Oh.
You just
can you go next?
I wish. Maybe that could be my invention. No, my invention's way cooler than that. But that's a cool invention.
Yeah.
Maybe it already exists. I don't know. Yeah, they can send people into space.
I put my Instagram on driving mode. So I really, I can't be bothered to swipe my finger up. I really shouldn't take my hands off the wheel if I'm not looking at the road. Great. Welcome to Under the Groomers with me, Jeremy Flynn, and
me, Julia Stenton.
And today we are joined by a very special guest, a good friend of ours.
One of our favourites.
A celebrated person of Bristol, I would say.
You're gonna say celibate, and I was like,
also celibate.
Bristol's biggest incel. It's Jesse Nixon. Hi, Jesse.
Hello.
Welcome to the groomers.
Thank you. Less grooming than I thought.
It's shut. Yeah. we tried them when it was open and it was chaos. It was absolute chaos.
That's why there's dog hair on the mic. Yeah.
There is dog hair.
I like it. It's homey.
I will be a little allergic, as previous listeners will know that there's normally me being allergic. But this is it. This is the space. Now, if you've listened to previous episodes, you'll know me and Julia are breaking into the world of business development.
No bigger hustlers in Bristol than you guys.
It's a natural fit for us.
Someone said, you've got to diversify in this game. Mm-hmm. And we are diversifying and we're going into the business development business.
We're not prepared to video our own podcast and promote our own business, but we are very much investing in other people.
We're investing in people. We're investing ideas, essentially.
We're ideas, man.
I am the inventor of the mattress you can piss on.
Absolutely.
And the walking stick that picks up dog shit.
Nice.
Which I think is a good idea.
I think any walking stick picks up dog shit if you're brave enough.
Oh, that's true. Just smash it.
Just fork it.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, just smush it into the bottom. So, Jesse.
Yes-y.
Do you have an idea for a bit? This is quite a formal way of introducing it.
Yeah, this is the most...
Tell us about your idea.
Okay. So do you want to hear honourable mentions or do you want to just dive right in?
What's honourable mention?
I want to hear whatever
ones,
you've got.
These ones didn't quite make the cut.
But they're
pretty good. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so the first one, the reason it didn't make the cut is because I think it's so good that I don't want to expand on it too much because I'm worried it'll take it.
Okay, because this is the problem. If someone comes up with a good idea, in theory...
It's ours.
Well, actually, I think anyone could use it if we put it out.
Well, what if I say copyright?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. Can't get me.
Yes. In fact, to anyone that's listening, copyright. For all future episodes. Yeah. These are our ideas. So what's the idea?
Okay, so this is the biggie, and I'm going to do this one day when I have time and can be bothered and have money. So, bit of context. I've started therapy.
Wow. Why?
We should film this podcast.
Yeah.
Just with a look in Jessie's eyes when she said that.
Sort of breathy, sort of pleading. I started therapy and my therapist is called Leslie and she's little and Scottish.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's lovely.
On my first session, she went, do you have ADHD? I don't ever want to have it because I feel like all the most annoying people have it.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't even have it. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, I'm sick of people fucking talking about it. So I'm resistant to that. And I was like, I don't fucking care, Leslie. I don't know. I don't care. And she went, okay, well, we're going to proceed on the basis that you do. So,
wow.
Wow. Oh, no.
Bold from Leslie.
Leslie just dishing out diagnoses like that.
Drive-by diagnoses.
How long have you been talking to her?
That was session one.
Wow. Immediate. Straight she in. Knows her shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this idea was kind of born from an acceptance of that. And also because, so I'm really, I want to have a beautiful mind and a beautiful body, guys. And I'm like, a bit way there. I've started training with a personal trainer called Evelyn, who has an eating disorder and no sense of humor. Okay. I think they kind of all have to be like that.
Yeah.
But I'm doing a lot of movement. I'm doing a lot of cardio. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when I'm doing cardio, I need the music to be big and fast and motivating.
Sure. Yeah.
But when I'm walking in between hits, I need something stimulating. And so what we need is like a track or an album, dare I say, of songs which are half fucking techno hype jogging music.
Yeah.
And the second half, fun facts.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
For that's me to real listen to. Nice. Maybe a little bit of history.
Something. You need a podcast.
Yeah, I need radio, maybe.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
Invented right here.
Yeah. Or, you know, a playlist.
Yeah.
Where you could sort of do a song and then...
But that's a ball ache. Yeah. Wouldn't it be good if someone did that for you?
Yeah, that is a good idea.
I think it's good.
Would it detect automatically based on like your heart rate?
Oh, hello. Yeah,
that's where I thought you were going.
That's really good. That's biometric.
Yeah.
So maybe like when you're, the faster you get, like it goes
the
to
the higher the tempo.
Then when it can tell that you're taking it easy, it's like...
Did you know there's a forest in Russia the size of Germany?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Good fact.
That is a good fact.
That's a very good fact.
Yeah.
How big Germany is.
So that's that one. Second idea, protein air.
Here
protein air.
Protein air. But I think quite hard to execute. Apart from, I was thinking maybe if you just get a big fan, put it in the gym, put some protein powder in front of it.
That's not a bad idea.
Inhales it.
Don't worry about being too hard to make. One thing about this podcast is that we never get bogged down.
The logistics are unimportant.
In how the invention works.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We have, we call them the boffins. And basically they sort all that out.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
great.
You just have to say to them protein air.
Boffins, protein air, go.
They're on it. Yeah. They're on it now. They're working away.
I just think that would, you'd get big bucks for protein air.
Do you struggle to hit your protein?
Oh my God, do I? I'm on 120G is my
wow.
I don't
really
know what that means. What does that mean?
That's a lot.
Is it a lot?
That's a lot.
100 grams, isn't it? Isn't that like a can of tuna?
No,
that's like 20.
Yeah.
Tuna, the can of tuna.
You have to be having like a big thing of meat with every meal.
Really?
Also as a snack.
Okay. Yeah. It's a lot, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're snacking on steak.
So your idea is to somehow get the protein in the air.
Yeah. Just breathing it in.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
That is a good idea. Yeah. And then what happens if you go over your protein?
I don't think you can.
Oh, you can't?
I don't think I've never heard of that. But also it's like if you eat loads of multivitamins, because I've got really delicious multivitamins and tastes like Haribo. And sometimes I eat them
for fun.
Just recreationally. But I think that's actually what your like pancreas is for or something.
Definitely.
Oh, to filter stuff.
Definitely the pancreas. Yeah. Are we 100% on that?
Which is the one you can do without but just kills you.
Yeah, appendix. Know.
Appendix.
Yeah.
But it kills you.
If it bursts.
If it bursts, it can kill you.
Oh, shit.
But it doesn't do rid, anything.
Then. Obviously, get rid.
Wow. What's your main invention?
Okay, main invention is... I'm losing faith in it. I'm like, oh, shit, is protein air better? But whatevs.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Okay, so this... You guys were heavily borne in mind when I was inventing this.
Okay.
It's an app. It's a bit like Uber or like DoorDash or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can order for a person to arrive at your location and bully someone else.
Fantastic.
This is like excellent. A
hit. It's made.
This yeah. is an excellent.
Get the call the boffins right now.
This is an excellent invention. Okay. So paint us a picture. So set the scene. You're at home maybe?
Yeah, you could be at home. You could be at the pub maybe.
Oh yeah, probably would happen more in the pub.
Yeah, because I'm not inviting cunts into my home.
Yeah, there might be someone in the pub you dislike.
Yeah.
So there's a situation, you're around somebody that you can't personally bully.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you want to keep up your...
Maybe it's a colleague or something.
Yes,
professional
okay.
Professional relationship.
Sure. Yeah. So then you're going to dial a bully.
Yeah, dial a bully, good name.
Great name.
Get him over, or her.
Mm-hmm. Or she.
Yeah.
She's can be bullies too.
Women
are testament to that.
Yeah.
Women make excellent bullies in my experience. They make excellent bullies. Especially a verbal.
Mm, yeah.
They can be cutting.
Oh, yeah.
Some women can be cutting.
And that's what you want from a bully.
Yeah.
So your dialer bully arrives. They presumably, there's no transaction, social transaction between you and the bully because you've got to keep your hands clean. Mm-hmm. So you're just eyes down at your pint.
Yeah,
just...
yeah. Maybe there's like a bonus, like a premium feature where you can even pretend to defend the person. Oh.
That's really good.
Great stuff.
That's really good. Oh, cut it out, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's all right, actually. When you just get to know him.
Only some of the things you just said are true, actually.
Yeah. That's really nice. Mm. That's really nice.
Also, you could personalize the bullying.
Mm. So it's requests.
Yeah, so you could be like, oh, his wife just left him.
Yeah, make
like,
sure that might be hairline.
Might be
poor
a good...
guy.
Yeah. No, get him.
Yeah. He's touching the waitresses.
He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. All the bullies.
You've got to, there's a little section that you have to
put. You have to justify.
Why do they deserve?
Yeah. Because otherwise, it's the Wild West.
Yeah.
You're just in the pub tapping on your phone. What are you typing? Nothing. You've been on your phone a long time. Look, I'm just writing a small thing.
Jessie loves a voice note. Should she be in the corner? Right. Yeah. He's got red hair. He's very tall.
Always talks about his job. It's so boring. Yeah, that's nice. So a little brief description of things that he could be bullied about.
Yeah.
A little picture, maybe? A little picture?
Yeah, that's ideal.
They've got to know who they're bullying.
That would be some... You don't want danger insurance-wise or whatever.
Little picture of the bully. They turn up.
Maybe a what three words of where the bully is.
That's nice. And then when they walk in, you can just sort of... Yeah. A little stretch and a point.
Yeah, there's like a code. You've got to say a password.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
He's all right. That's him. Yeah, that's him.
What's the excuse for the bully starting on the gut? It's a guy in this scenario.
We've made it a guy.
Maybe it's only for
maybe
guys.
It's only
men. Yeah.
Get him.
Women get enough bullying. We don't need any more.
Exactly. Amen.
Here he is.
Such a great guy. Can't believe what a great guy that guy is.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Carry on, women.
I can't remember what we were saying.
It's got to be against... So it can't be against women. It's got
to
be against men.
What's the reason they start on...
I wonder if this is maybe left up to the professionals to just fabricate something.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to have all the labour be on the consumer.
No, that's true. Sure they have a script of a few options. Yeah, you're right.
That's what you're paying for at the end of the day. Yeah. When they turn up, they're like, I'll take it from here.
It's a B2C
service.
Yeah.
And then they walk over, pint in the face.
I think that's extra. So I think it's probably tiered, Jeremy. I think it's probably tiered.
You've jumped straight to the...
You could do like £7.50 for a snide comment.
Maybe
up to
very reasonably priced.
That is reasonable.
I think really reasonable.
That's
how you get your customer base.
It's only a snide comment.
Yeah. Shit hairline, off you go. But done.
Yeah. You didn't need to point to it.
His hat's not doing its job.
That's a snide comment, and then maybe you go up to like £12.50 for like a full on. Interaction.
A wedgie.
Yeah.
No, wedgie's got to be like $24.99.
$24.99 for the full wedge. They definitely turn up on a moped though.
Yeah,
they would.
Yeah,
they definitely turn up on a moped, which is quite hot. I mean, normally they're the people being bullied, I feel like, if you're on a moped.
Or like one of those little scooters.
Oh, yeah. You can't be bullied by a guy on one of them.
No.
Depends how many agents we employ.
That's true. I imagine it'll be like delivery. So they maybe... It'll be like the Deliveroo people, but like they'll do, sometimes they'll go and get food and then they're like, oh, actually, I'll just do a bit of bullying for an hour.
Yeah. Or like when Uber drivers are like, my wife's pissing me off, I'm going to just go drive Uber for a bit.
Yeah. So So they could do both. They could be Uber Eats and...
Bit of bullying.
And they could do a bit of bullying. I think wedgie's got to be quite near the top of the bracket.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing? The wet willy.
That's cheeky though. I think it's
such an awful sensation.
Yeah.
I put the wet willy right up there as one of the worst things.
Above wedgie?
I don't know. I really dislike it.
Wow.
It's so invasive.
Yeah.
You're being being penetrated.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
You could burst your engine.
Yeah. The wet willy for me was always
as a
frequent bully.
Boulet.
Yeah, as a former boulet myself, I can attest to the fact.
Yeah.
A wet willy.
You'd rather the wedgie than a wet willy.
Sometimes. Wow. It's very invasive, the wet willy. A bushing, that was often
what's
quite
the bushing?
Common.
Pushed
in a bush.
Oh, that's fine.
Or put on a bush.
Jack Davey will have told you about, I think it was called grundling.
Getting
grundled was invented in wherever the fuck he lived in, middle of nowhere near London.
Yeah, he's from Basingstoke. He's from Basingstoke.
And that was when they would just put you in the bin. They just put you in one of the big
bins. They called it grundling.
Yeah, grundling.
Grundling.
That's very funny.
In Australia, your grundle is the bit between your bits and your bum hole.
Oh, your taint.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is your grundle.
They call it your grundle.
Yeah.
They're a silly people.
Yeah. Well, you just give my grundle. Yeah, that's right.
So you were put on a bush.
That was a good one.
Sat on a bush.
Yeah, there was quite high, spiky bushes. I was very small at school as well. I was tiny, tiny little thing. So you would often get picked up and put on top of the bush.
Wow.
So you were really limited in your options from where you went from there.
That's so amazingly simple.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Just popped on the top of a bush.
You're not like these days, kids on the damn phones, fucking.
Yeah. Exactly. Revenge porning.
Not a device inside, out in the park. Just
popped on a bush.
As Mother Nature intended.
Yeah.
No stabbings. Just pop you right on top of a bush.
Yeah.
And let you wiggle down through it. All the spiky bits.
Tough on the old grundle.
Very tough on the grundle. Yeah, the grundle took a real... Yeah, probably worse than a wedging in a way.
I was bullied in primary school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
And then...
Wow.
I mean, no, I was never put on the top of a bush.
Sure.
But I was more psychologically damaged by, other females. The classic.
They are good.
They are very good at it. Really good at it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But secondary.
Secondary.
You started running that place.
Do you think that would be a really good place to recruit
Secondary schools.
Do you know what?
Definitely.
Get the school bully. Yeah. Because they're probably working now.
Yeah.
Like they're fresh.
Yeah. They've got tons of field experience.
Yeah.
Get them, you know, like when the army comes in to be like, you should join the army.
That's a really good idea.
And the cliche is one, the bully at school always turns into like not really doing much with their lives, right? People are always like, oh, well, it's the nerd who wins the day because they work for Google, whatever. Now we can give the bullies a second chance.
Well,
I was gonna say rehabilitate, but it's actually kind of the opposite of that, like keep them exactly how they are.
Yeah, it's regression. We're going back to school. But you know what though, there's a lot of talk these days. People do say it a lot. They say, you know, bring back bullying. And I've got to be honest with you, you see a few comedians out there. And you think
they could have done with it.
Some of these, they could, you feel like they could go, they could be reminded.
Oh, definitely.
They've been let down by the system.
You've only got to be in a bar at the Edinburgh Festival and think, tell you what, a couple of bullies in here would absolutely clean up. There's a lot of confidence in here. Unwarranted confidence.
Absolutely.
And you think a couple of good old school bullies in here. They could clear the whole bar out.
They don't even have to be bullies, just a couple of real men, just a couple of actually hot. Normal, capable men. Send them in.
Are they going to be hot? Is that one of the criteria for the bullies? That'd be a nice little bonus.
You should be able to pick hot. So, like, there's a lot of male comics that think they're hot and get told they're hot because stupid girls tell them that
Not
your experience?
I haven't seen many. Hot male comics.
There's a big confusion between funny and hot, though. It's very easy to think that somebody is hotter than they are just because they're funny.
Well, equally, I mean, there are a couple of girls where they think they're really hot in comedy. And actually, if they met other girls that were actually hot, they'd get a rude awakening.
Exactly.
Ruder than them, maybe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good on them. Good on them.
Good on them.
Hot girls. They're not doing comedy. They're off. They're on the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing a 10K.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like the idea. What they could do is the guy could turn up to a real hottie, turn up, attack the guy, and then just give you a big kiss.
You've got to tick a little consent thing.
A big wet
bully slash gigolo.
Big kiss at the end to be like
triumphant kiss, like that army picture when the guys come off the boat.
Like dips.
Give you a big
dip.
And then you'd be like, yes. This evening has turned around. That'd be nice. I think it's a great app.
I agree.
It's got legs.
I'm in.
You want to invest?
I'm investing.
We're investing.
What was our phrase if it went well?
We didn't have one. We have a phrase for when we're out, like on Dragon's Den.
Yeah, what's that?
We both unanimously said that our phrase for if we were out was to say, fuck off.
Great.
Yeah.
So if I'd come to you with protein air, what would you have?
Do you know what? I didn't mind it.
I didn't mind protein air at all.
It's not really. I do that thing on Dragon's Den where they go, this isn't really my field.
You know,
protein.
Sure.
Exercising.
Yeah.
So I would sort of probably pass that on to who's the guy? Who's your man? Who's the good looking dragon?
Diary CEO. He gets mentioned on every episode of the podcast. Yeah. Yeah. We still don't know his name.
No. Who's the cute one on Dragon's Den? I would leave that to him. That feels like the kind of thing.
He knows his protein.
And he could advertise that on Instagram.
So
I would leave that to him. But no, the bullying app, that's
right up our street. Well,
that's
I made it for you. I was like, this is for them.
You've absolutely nailed it.
You'd actually be a couple of my first hires.
Yeah. Oh, to do the bullying.
Thank you so much.
Oh, just to get someone to bully us. That'd be the problem. Is that every time we'd be out in the pub, if I was getting bullied by someone, we'd be like, who ordered this?
Yeah. Where's Jessie?
She's just in the corner. Who would, if you could bully a celeb with the app, which celeb would you bully?
Great question.
Can we do one British and one American?
Great, yeah.
Can I go for the whole royal family?
Oh, that's nice.
I'd start with the royals for sure.
Are you including Markle or no? I think I might include Markle.
Do you know what? I don't give a shit about Markle, truly. I don't really. The top ones I hate. Charlie, number one.
McGee.
Wow, it's weird that he makes number one. There's normally another one that could probably be Charles.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Who's Pippin Charles?
Well, for
Camilla.
Me. For me, I. Okay, all right.
For me, I go for Andrew over Camilla.
Sure.
I go Andrew over Camilla, but that's just me.
Well, actually, she's a murderer and he's an aunt.
Julie's a big defender of Prince Andrew.
he's related to her.
They went to the same private school.
But Charles and William are literally stealing from the public. So, I'll get off the soapbox. All of them.
Julia. I thought she'd definitely get bushed all and wedgied then.
I want to see Charles wedgied hard.
Bush Camilla. Grundle Camilla.
Bush Camilla whilst Charles is getting wedgied. She has to watch.
Charles is getting a
chance.
Charles is just getting a dead leg in the corner. But Camilla got the full grundling.
Andrew's just getting a snide comment.
Yeah. Julia don't mind him as much. Maybe just knock the books out of his hands. I think it's hard to rule a country once people have...
once they've seen you...
Because that's another good feature, actually. You could get them to film it and post it online. What with cyberbullying, you could carry it on a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe slide into the DMs afterwards. There's more where that came from. Maybe post a video.
Yeah, that's how you advertise.
Of course, it's great advertising.
Because
it's one of the best way to bully these days is cyberbullying.
Yeah,
any young bullies out there?
Yeah.
That's a little tip.
Make sure you do your online.
Get your hashtags right.
Yeah. Can't remember who it was, but somebody once tweeted, how are you going to get cyberbullied? Why don't you just close your eyes? Which I thought was a good point. If you could bully a famous American and Brit.
Oh, see, Brit, it's like there's so many.
We're quite a bullyable nation, I think.
Yeah.
English people, especially.
This is like almost too easy. Lawrence Fox.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
In fact, big discount on Fox.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe if you're like a subscriber, that's free. Yeah.
Or like a buy one get one Fox free. Temba. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be really nice. Yeah. Everyone just sit there. Send him over.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Because if enough people order a wedgie at one time.
That's true.
How many wedgies, it's like how many sneezes make an orgasm. How many wedgies it's equal fatal. Death.
Yeah. Once he's got chronic grundle failure.
just goes cut in half.
From all of the wedgies.
Yeah. Can you get a deviated grundle?
Yeah, I imagine. If anyone has, it's Lawrence Fox.
Yeah.
With a deviated grundle. Wow. Yeah, that's a great shout. It's a great shout.
Okay.
And then I think for America... Do you guys know who Benson Boone is?
No.
Oh,
but that's quite common on this podcast.
Yeah, the guy who screams
and he does a flip.
Yeah.
Benson Boone.
Yeah. Obviously, so the first strike is the fact his name's Benson Boone. are you a golden retriever? and he wears a very sort of contrived little sparkly bodysuit, even though he's not a gay man.
Okay.
Elvis, peak Elvis, that kind of suit.
Sort of like a...
Without the big...
A romper suit.
A romper.
A romper.
With a low...
Very low suit.
Sure.
Yeah. He's you can see pubes. Yeah.
A little hint of pube.
Yeah.
Benson Boone, this is.
And he's an alleged singer and all his songs are like... That's how his songs sound. And he also does backflips. And I think mainly he just does backflips and that's his whole thing.
Are they a pop star?
Yeah. Later on, I'll play you a bit of a...
Are they a pop star? I'm 41. So if I haven't heard of someone, I've never heard of anyone.
But
they do a lot of backflips.
Yeah.
So they're getting the full treatment.
Yeah. He just needed to be bullied. And
I think he might be immune to wedgying though, because those outfits, they go pretty high up the arse.
He's wedging himself.
Had his grundle surgically removed.
Yeah. Like Prince.
Yeah, you'd have to think outside the box with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun though. You might want to get an experienced bully who's a bit sick of the treadmill of wedgies and... Yeah. Wet willies.
When do they graduate to just being assassins?
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Is it wouldn't take long before
they'd
someone's
get skimmed and recruited.
Yeah, it's a pipeline for MI5.
Russia.
A little training program. Mm. You know, if you were going to go into the assassin game,
can we do adverts like the Navy? It's made in Derby.
If you can fix a skateboard, you can fix a truck.
You can make a snide comment.
You can wedge Camilla Parker Bowles. good choices. I don't know who I would choose. American, I'd go for the boyfriend, who I don't know who it is, of Megan Thee Stallion.
Of course you would.
Yeah, because he's got a pretty sweet life.
Yeah.
I don't know who she's currently... Do you know who she's dating?
I don't.
That's a shame. Do you reckon I could type in boyfriend into current boyfriend of Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just get them to leave a picture.
You're making so many jobs. Because if you think we've got the researchers who are going to have to track down.
Yeah, I don't even know who it is.
Exactly. I think AI could do that. But then do we want it to be like an AI business? I don't know if we do.
I mean.
We're losing so many good jobs. We're losing so many good jobs to AI, though. You think bullying's such a human.
Yeah,
but it is. AI really can't touch you.
I feel like a human could just really.
Yeah.
Because if a computer bullied you. The real cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Would it feel as bad?
But then isn't that what the whole like Amber Heard thing was? Wasn't that like a load of Russian bots bullying, online bullying? Mm.
I've got no idea what's happening there.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But then there were a few idiots who were like, oh, it's obviously cool to bully Amber Heard. I'm going to do it too. And they were real people. And that's what's...
And that probably hurt.
I feel like if I'm Amber Heard or if I'm anybody that's had like an internet AI tirade against them.
Yeah.
I'm not insulted by the insults that the AI is, because I'm like, you're literally not a person.
Yeah.
You don't have an opinion. But I'm angry at the injustice of someone being able to pay for bots.
Because someone's programmed it. That's come from a human.
I'm slightly worried that I've just...
I was going to say this.
Learned empathy. Maybe it's like not nice if somebody
to bully
like engineers a situation where you get made to feel bad.
Right, you've literally done your invention today is I've engineered a way to make someone feel bad.
Yeah,
and the boffins are already making it, so
they're on it.
And I didn't say copyright.
No. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So through this podcast, you've actually
maybe I'm like back. Yeah.
Maybe we could convert it to. Someone that turns up and gives you a compliment.
No, I'm out.
Spread a little. Fuck off. Maybe it could be called the kindness app. And it actually spreads a little kindness in the world.
Maybe it's like one of those businesses that like plants a tree every time you buy
just
something.
Just make it carbon
neutral. Yeah, so like every That's time you bully, good. Then it gives a little person a tap on the head.
Baby
like
gets
a
vaccinated.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's a great idea. Exactly. Yeah, we'd have to give something back. If you do something bad.
Yeah, you got to do something nice.
I'm back on board now.
Good idea. We like it.
Great idea.
We're on board. Thanks. We'll work out the kinks. We'll work it out. I think it'd be a fairly simple tier system.
Yeah.
Insults, personal insults.
It's really accessible as well from people, like if you're from a lower social economic background, because it's like $7.50 for a snide comment.
That's fine.
That's so reasonable.
You know, yeah.
Also, you're actually doing the group a service, because not only are you putting that person, who's probably been a pain the whole night, in his place.
Yeah.
And then you've got some fun chat afterwards, because everyone's going to be like, wasn't that funny when they called him a pedo?
Yeah.
That would be a lot of that. Yeah.
Also, if your friend was doing something that you really didn't like if they had like developed a bad habit, or maybe they started dating someone you didn't like, it could be a good way of like airing sort of a grievance that you couldn't necessarily bring up.
Great point.
So you might be like, everyone hates your new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Just so you know. But it's not from them.
And then he high-fives you and walks up.
This is from me, a random bully. But just so you know, they don't like your new girlfriend.
I'm just getting the sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Just looking at the table, I can tell.
And it's just you and the couple at the table. Yeah.
So the three of us having dinner. Just so you know, some of your new friends don't like your new girlfriend. Yeah, but if your friend was doing something that's very annoying, like my friend always brings another friend to the pub.
That's very annoying.
I hate that.
That is annoying.
I hate that. He's like, hey, let's go for a drink. And I go, yeah, great. I'll see you at the pub. And then you get there and there's someone else there. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this is Rick.
Who's not your friend.
Not my friend. Rick, and they're like, Rick. And then, exactly. And then you're like, are you doing us like en masse?
Yeah.
You know? Feels insulting.
Also, how arrogant that you think that me and Rick are going to get on.
Exactly.
You don't know me.
Not
don't presume.
You're alchemist.
Exactly. Also, I very rarely get on with anyone.
Exactly.
Well. Like, odds are good we're not going to get on.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea that they're sort of getting a few people out the way, you know?
Ryan Seacrest would be
here
up there
we
for
go.
Me.
Now we're talking.
Who's that?
Well, yeah,
whoa.
He hasn't been on TV for 25 years.
he used to host.
American Idol.
Oh, you guys are like those Australian twins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just a smug guy.
Very smug.
Really smug.
Very smug.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx, he's quite smug.
Yes.
Yeah. And okay. I quite like Jamie Foxx. Yeah. But still, you feel like he could get quite come smug. Down a peg. Very smug.
What's the guy from Titanic called? Leo.
Careful yeah. careful with what you're yeah. saying.
Hey, now, he fucks with noise-cancelling headphones on.
Yeah. So. That's cool. That's
how do you know that?
Because I fucked it.
And he was like, I'm going to fuck these up.
I was doing my set.
Yeah. Do you think this is funny?
Common law with him. And yeah. I think that's... bit much any of the
but he's completed sex so oh, what else good. Has he got left
that's yeah. good Cruzy
oh, and he can yeah. oh but come on
Cruzy. J Depp
yeah
sure
Gandhi
yeah finally
really needs is he still alive which one
no I don't think
oh,
so
I'm talking about the Buddhist guy who's the
Dalai Lama, the Dalai Lama. Yes. Here we go
yeah get him
now we're talking yeah get the Pope while you're at it yeah. that's a big ticket though isn't it
yeah
be hard
that's
to bully,
gonna be pricey
be hard to
oh is it also gonna be like if they're more famous it's more expensive
yeah because
the
really
risk
hard
is
to
higher
to.
Yeah it high, feels yeah. like there's got to be because if it's just a guy in the pub it's so easy
yeah mm.
so easy to bully
it's annoying though because then it's like you're opening the door to wealth inequality you know
that's
like
the problem poor people get bullied more yeah. we've come up with society what we've invented yeah well I'd like yeah. to bully the Pope but I can't afford it so I'm just gonna bully my mates
but maybe there'd be incentives like a Kickstarter
that's
like
nice.
If everybody yeah, like wants to like get behind
put one in.
That's like we a really good
you
idea.
Could there could be like a secret level for like assassinations if everybody's really serious about Trump
yeah, yeah, yeah.
we could
yeah.
just all pitch in
yeah.
I'd throw in a fiver
oh, I'd throw in a
Elon tenor. Musk
sure
yeah
aye
yeah
there's
sucks.
One
there's one he's famous isn't he
yeah
maybe for rich people even a snide comment is like
cutting.
A million quid
oh you know I mean?
So it's like means tested
but then no one would be able to afford it
no but like for the rich people
for
to
rich
hire
people to do
oh,
it
for
so
rich,
if Elon
oh, no,
Musk
rich, yeah.
wants to do a snide comment on but, Trump
oh yeah
sure.
I would say the yeah the app is definitely means tested
but for us to do a snide comment on him
£7.50
yeah
the agreed standard fee yeah. for a snide comment
yeah
that's I mean the good thing is we've talked about the app sort of and its features the main thing we've decided on is that a snide comment is exactly
£7.50 which is reasonable because yeah. it's not like peanuts because
yeah.
otherwise you'd be
yeah.
doing it all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Yeah. Those £7.50s add up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
more than a coffee.
Yeah. You get a coffee or you have a snide comment.
Yeah.
And like all the boomers are like, these kids buying snide comments is why they can't afford houses.
Yeah. yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Avocados and snide comments.
I would use it all the time because I reckon every sort of bad interaction I had, like every time I, you know, I feel like a barista looked at me in a, it, in a bad
yeah.
way I feel like you'd be he's going back
careful.
In there yeah. yeah yeah
also
yeah.
you'd kind of become immune because you'd assume it was the app every snide comment you received
that's true
oh.
so
that's
it'd be
true.
Like nothing would have any gravitas anymore
yeah
well you were paid to do that so you don't really mean it
yeah that's true but then if you got a snide comment from a
someone
friend
you know.
In real life
oh, yeah you didn't even pay for that
didn't
just,
even pay for that that's a freebie that
was, yeah,
yeah. that would cut you to the quick is that the
yeah.
expression
and you yeah and they're saving money that's even worse, isn't it?
It's yeah, like, you're stingy, mate.
I'm not even going to. I'm not even going to spend yeah. money on this.
Yeah. Hey,
you piece of shit.
Yeah, why are you wedging me yourself? yeah. You pauper.
That would be like really bad etiquette. I feel
yeah.
Like. Yeah.
Okay, wedging me himself. yeah. Well, I think it's a great idea. I'm investing.
Me too.
The bully app.
Yeah.
Great. I think it's called.
What
legs.
Are we going
to
call it?
So it's really hard to find. I was literally in the Uber googling synonyms for bullying. I couldn't. So I was floating the defamation station, but I think that's a little Oof. Bit too. It's not a station; it's a mobile service. Mm,
yeah, that's nice.
I think
nice,
Dialable is quite good. It's just quite like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
Bushing and Beyond.
You want it to play on like Uber or Deliveroo?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Or Just Eat. Just Beat.
Oh,
Just Beat.
Nice.
Just beat them up. Oh,
we're not allowed to beat them up.
Well,
we're not, but the bullies are, aren't they?
No, there's no fight. Well.
Wedgie. What was a wedgie?
I think we topped it off at a wedgie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is that where we drew the line?
Yeah, like yeah you okay. couldn't take them to court for like you'd be thrown out of court for.
You couldn't glass them like Jesse.
yeah.
Draw the line at that.
That's my like founder story. Like, yeah. 2004, yeah. I tried to glass someone.
Yeah. And I
failed.
I looked in the mirror and I thought, it's got to be an easier way. It's got to be an easier way to do this. Great. Have you got anything to promote? to the literal tens of listeners that are soaking this up. Even though I did meet someone at a gig this weekend that listened to the podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did he like it?
Yeah, big fan. Oh, big good. Fan.
For you.
Big fan, yeah.
He listens and he didn't like it.
That's pretty
much. But you have a podcast.
Yes.
I do. It's called Serving Cursed. Give it
Serving
a listen.
Serving Cursed.
Yeah.
Big eye roll there.
She's a big fan of her own podcast.
Now that is a play on a phrase that I learned
go
last
on.
Night.
Oh, because on, of?
Eurovision.
Yeah.
I watched Eurovision last night, obviously, yeah. when I got in from the gig. I of recorded course. It because I am a cool guy.
Yeah. Also, you know you don't have to record things now. There's a...
I recorded it. Okay. I pressed it. I got on TiVo.
Nice.
TiVo'd it.
VHS. Yeah. Popped a little video in.
Yeah, popped the VHS in, and yeah. I someone had a song about serving, so I looked it up.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to say it on this podcast.
Oh, I'm sure you can, but it was just called the song was just called Serving.
Oh, Jez likes to play clean, don't you?
Not that clean. I mean, you've listened to the podcast, but I looked up serving because I said I'm pretty sure serving is like a term that people use, and I said one of the things it said you can just be serving though. Apparently, or you can be serving cunt.
Yeah,
I saw that. It.
There we go.
Yeah.
We can bleep that.
Yeah.
We must bleep that.
Yeah, so I learned that phrase last night.
Well done, you.
Yeah.
So that's a play. Serving Cursed is a play on that.
Yeah, we talk about really horrible stuff.
Do you?
Like the poo legs lady that I was telling you about before.
Did we? I don't think we recorded.
Do you
that.
Want to give a little recap of Poo Legs Lady?
On your podcast,
yeah,
though. We don't
tune,
want
to tune into episode tune 19 for Poo Legs.
Yeah, I mean, if there's ever a fish hook to reel someone in,
what a tantalizing little taster!
Old, if you want to listen about old Poo Legs, if that sounds up your street, you will very much enjoy. Are you going to Edinburgh?
Yeah, come see me at the Fringe at the Assembly at 7:20.
Hey, that's good.
Thanks.
Good place and time.
Thanks.
What's the show called?
Don't Make Me Regret This.
Ah, that's good.
Very good.
Yeah. Jessie's great. Fortunately, we don't have to lie. Jessie's phenomenal comedian.
Yeah.
It would be crazy if you didn't see her.
Yeah.
In Edinburgh.
Hop on the Jessie train now.
Yeah. Yeah. While you can.
Before it takes off.
And me and Jules. Yeah. And also me and Jules, because we're pretty good.
And we'll be here anyway.
We will be here. Thanks for the two people that have written reviews of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
That was very kind.
That's nice.
The rest of you, the other six of you, can you leave a review?
Pull your finger out.
And whatever other things people do on the internet.
Do you guys have Instagram and TikTok?
No. I started an Instagram page, but there's nothing on it yet.
We haven't taken any pictures, have we?
Nope. And
we should take a pic after this.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll do
that's
that.
That's a good idea. We'll
so
take
that's
it.
A reason to find us on
first
Instagram.
First pic on the Instagram account going up, guys.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. The new pic is going
here
up.
Here we go.
But until next time, thanks for listening. What did you say last time? You had a really good sign off last time.
Did I?
Yeah, you said have a great time.
That's lovely. That's okay.
Yeah. Have a great time.
Have a great time. Thanks, Jessie.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Should start by laughing, like if we're both
that's
laughing.
Very good.
Oh, wasn't that good?
What a fun time. And it's definitely not the day after, because we didn't do this directly after Jessie left, because we went to the pub instead.
We did.
We went to the pub with Jessie.
Yeah.
Hold on, try laughing again. what a fun time. Thanks, Jessie, for coming in.
Faces.
Thanks, Jessie.
I'm so glad you're recording this, because the faces you're making are this impeccable.
This is content. This is what we've been after.
Yeah. Sorry, go on. I interrupted.
Thanks, Jessie, for bringing those crazy... They were crazy, weren't they?
They were crazy.
I mean, everything she said was crazy. She came in hot. I mean, I don't know how much of it's going to make it into the final edit.
Yeah, this is going to be a real interesting... edit session for Chops.
Yeah, but I would say she had some good ideas.
Really good ideas. I knew she would.
You
I
did.
Knew she would come in with some good. And do you know what I love particularly is that she thought about us.
She did. It was catered to us.
It really was.
Yeah. Do you have any bullying highlights?
Well, me and my friend Rosa, we looked odd.
Yeah.
We looked a lot like, James and the Giant Peach.
I do know it. Yeah. The book.
You know the aunties, Sponge and Spiker?
I don't know that much.
One of them's very tall and thin. One of them's very short and fat.
Oh, that's cruel.
That's what we look like.
That's cruel.
Sponge and Spiker.
At my school, there were two girls that one was big and one was very, very short.
Okay.
So they're twins.
Actual twins?
Yeah.
Related?
Yeah.
Wow.
And everyone called them Fats and Smalls. You remember Fats and Smalls? Hey, what's wrong with you?
What a good nickname.
I mean...
It's impeccable bullying.
It's perfect. I mean, people won't know Fats and Smalls now, but in the mid-90s, they were massive.
Superb.
So if you were going to get bullied in the 90s, two twin girls, one very small and... There was also a Welsh drug dealer people called Spliff Rhys Jones.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Not as good as Fats and Smalls. I should have opened with that one.
That's really good.
Again, that's the problem now, though, is that no one knows who Griff Rhys Jones is.
I only know people our age, really.
It's the era.
There was a guy at my school who had one testicle. And they...
That's tough.
This story doesn't really work because I can't remember what the name was, but they called him, they called him the name of the lead Womble.
Orinoco?
No. Who was the other one?
Uncle Bulgaria.
Uncle Bulgaria. They called him Uncle Bulgaria because he had one ball.
Oh, one ball.
He was a one ball.
Wow, that shows what a nice school you went to. That is fancy. Do you know what his name would have been at my school? One bollock. There's a kid at our school that got run over and everyone just called him Car Crash. Great car crash.
That's good. Yeah. That was great.
He wasn't even in a car crash.
Oh.
He was just knocked down on the street. We had the whole spectrum at my school. Yeah. Really good names and then quite simple ones as well.
So that was our first interview with somebody who had a business idea.
And it was eye-opening.
Really, yeah.
And actually, I'll tell you what it has made me realise.
What's that?
I think we're onto something here. I think people are walking around with good ideas in their pockets.
I agree.
I think your average Joe on the street, they're walking around and they've got some cracking ideas for businesses, apps.
But also, crucially, they don't want to go on Dragon's Den. They don't want to put in the hard yards to make the product, go to Debenhams, see if they'll sell it.
Get a patent.
Yawn.
No thanks.
We're the perfect place.
If you think you have an excellent idea for an invention or a business or an app, you can email us at underthegroomers@gmail.com or you can bloody come on and talk to us. But seriously, it's invite only.
Email first and then we'll see if you're cool enough.
Don't turn up.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, it is invite only. We've got some good guests booked in.
We do. I'm excited.
We've got some exciting guests booked in the future. Some of the... comedy scenes,
cream of the crop,
some absolute gems, and some people are. I am still waiting for a reply, so if you could check your spam emails.
They're definitely not listening to this. No, if they're not replying to your email.
No. I also learned who Benny Boone was this week. Was
Benson Boone?
Damn it!
You almost learned.
Damn it!
You almost got that.
That was going to be me.
He was so proud as well. I learned who Benny Boone was.
Oh, so embarrassing. Hey, guys. Are we all sitting down to listen to the new Benny Boone track? Anyone got one of those bloody fidget spinners?
He's friends with Jojo Siwa.
Jojo Siwa. Oh, what's
and
his name?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. Benny Boone. Is that
Benson Boone?
Okay. Who turns out is famous.
Yeah. Pretty famous guy.
If you want to discover hot young artists breaking through the music industry, this is another reason to listen to Under the Groomers.
Yeah.
I think, Jules, in the future as well, we'll get you to teach me more about what's going on in the world of pop.
Yeah, we've been
culture.
A bit lax, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We got distracted by businesses, but I need to know what's going on in the world.
Well, there's a TV show I'm desperate to talk to you about, but okay. I'll save it for next time.
We'll save it for now. A cliffhanger. Imagine that.
A little teaser
for next time on Under the Groomers. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. leave us a review and tell your fucking friends. And have a great time.
Have a great time.